Beloved brethren, the Lord has provided a wonderful morning, both without and within, for us. We rejoice in the day that He has given to us, especially for our spiritual edification. Let us turn to hymn 281. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. We'll sing all three verses and remain seated. Brother Jim Daly of Chicago will read for us the morning resolve. Brother Greg Mathewson will read the vow. And Brother Jim Moss of the Denver, Colorado class will read the manna. Brother.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assistant grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and his interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care, and the providential overruling of all my interest for my highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember, at the throne of heavenly grace, the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be better enabled to serve Thee and Thy dear flock. I vow to Thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that, remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And, so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
May the 2nd. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. Opposition is to be expected and will doubtless continue until we finish our course in death. To submit patiently to this opposition is to sacrifice our own natural preferences for the friendship and pleasures of this present life and to endure hardness as good soldiers of the truth's sake. In whatever shape that hardness may come, in our effort to do the Lord's will and work of advancing the interests of His kingdom, to be really in the Lord's service involves, first, the careful and continual study of God's plan, second, the imbibing of its spirit, leading, thirdly, to an enthusiastic zeal for its accomplishment, and to activity to the extent of ability in its service, at whatever cost or sacrifice it may require.
Thank you, brethren. In the manna that we have before us, we see the guideline that the Lord has given us as to what we should be doing. Firstly, careful and continual study of God's plan. Second, the imbibing of His Spirit. Thirdly, an enthusiastic zeal. What a wonderful directing influence the Heavenly Father has been for us.